Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk about the process of giving blood.
Perfect. All right, so I've gone through the pre-process of giving blood. Now I'm out here in the LifeServe blood van. Kind of talk about the pre-process of getting me ready to stick the needle in and then what people should expect once they get to this point.
Yeah, so we'll have you come on. We'll have you register. We have some questions you go through, and you can always do them ahead of time if you want, the day of. It's called Quick Pass. Once you do those, we'll go through a mini physical, make sure all your questions pass, make sure that's good, and then we'll bring you out to the draw, feel for a vein, see what we like best, get you 5 minutes, and we can get you going. Most people take about 8 to 12 minutes for a donation, and then it's good. You get snacks afterwards, so you can't beat that.
All right, well, that's my favorite part, too. What do you look for? I know in the pre-process, there's a lot of blood pressure, that type of thing, I guess. What are some things that people maybe should keep in mind before they come in?
Definitely hydrating helps for that donation part. For your iron levels, we do a hemoglobin check. You want to make sure you've been eating plenty of dark red meats, leafy greens, things like that to get that level up there, because sometimes that can be low. Blood pressure too, we want that to be on point. Being nervous and rushing can make that go up, so just try to like be relaxed and not rushing when you come in for that.
Awesome. Well, I know when we came in, you did the thing to find the vein, I guess. How do you even do that? I don't even know.
That's kind of just a learning curve. Some people, you know, get it right away. Other people, it takes a little bit of practice, but just mostly we go by palpating. Sometimes, you know, you'll see veins on the surface, but we usually don't use those. We want to feel a really nice, deep, juicy one that we want to use. So.
All right, well, what's the difference between a hard one and an easy one to find, I guess, there?
Deeper ones can be harder. They're harder to feel. So, yeah, I feel like more people struggle with those.
All right, well, now that I've got the needle in, given blood at this point, what's next for me? What should I expect?
Well, since you are doing double reds, your donation will take a little bit longer. Yours takes about 20 to 25 minutes. It's where we keep your red cells. You get plasma, platelets, and some saline back. According to what blood type we need for inventory, we're always, you know, looking for different ones of those that can help preemies, cancer patients. Just kind of gives us a double bang for our buck there.
All right, well, I'm an O negative, so I volunteered to do the big bag, I guess. What's the difference between the big bag and the small bag?
We definitely want O negatives and O positives on the double. It's more needed, I would say, more. We go through them a lot more quickly. The small bag, it's a much quicker donation. We keep everything as far as platelets, red cells, and plasma.
I guess, what are those different things used for then? I mean, platelets, blood cells, plasma, I guess. I mean, me knowing nothing about anything, what's the difference between those?
It can kind of depend on, like, a lot of trauma victims could use a lot of, like, platelets or red cells. Cancer patients, plasma and platelets, preemies, the plasma and platelets as well.
Awesome. All right. Well, maybe when I'm done giving blood, if I feel a little lightheaded, I guess that should be normal, correct?
It happens. We don't want it to happen. So if it ever does, while you're here in our presence, let us know, because there are things we can do to help that and make it go away quicker or pre-treat you so that it doesn't happen. But it's not uncommon. So.
All right. Well, what are the biggest maybe mistakes or things that people don't come in or keep in mind before they give blood?
Not hydrating. Getting that iron level up, because some people think if they have a steak the night before, it'll be fine. It can actually take a week or two to boost that level up. I would say definitely give yourself plenty of time too. Most people, I would say 45 minutes dedicate to giving blood, so you don't feel rushed, so you don't feel like you're going low on time. Yeah.
All right. Well, then, if someone was scared to give blood, what would you tell them? Hey, it's not so bad.
Yeah. I say try at least once. I say do all those preparation things, do whatever you can. And it helps to know, too, if it's your first time, if you're nervous, there are plenty of things we can do to try to relax you, pre-treat you. But I say it's something that you should try once.
Well, I know I didn't look at the needle. Maybe that helps a little bit?
Yes, I tell everyone to look away because you just never know. It's usually bigger than people realize, so it helps. Helps with the nerves.
All right, well, how can people learn more if they wanted to?
On our website, lifeservebloodcenter.org. We got lots of facts there. We got the, when you come in to donate too, there's education materials. It tells you what you should expect, what you need to prepare for. So, yeah.
Thanks to Amy from LifeServe Blood Center on the process of giving blood. For more information on today's news and local information, go to KNIAKRLS.com.